This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noel King. The U.S. and 11 other countries along the Pacific Ocean have come to an agreement on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. China, though, was noticeably absent from the deal. The world's second largest economy watched the final trade negotiations from the sidelines. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Noel.
Will China's exclusion from this partnership hurt the Chinese economy?
Well, yeah, I mean, on the face of it, this would promote freer trade and presumably more trade among China's economic rivals, leaving China out of the mix. That is definitely one setback for China. But, you know, China's economic influence across the world is pretty far-reaching. And in some ways, not having the world's second biggest economy involved could be a drawback for the other countries in the TPP. I spoke to the University of Chicago's Dali Yang about this today, and here's what he said.
If you truly want a very, very significant deal, the value of such a deal actually would be enhanced eventually if China is willing to join it.
Okay, well, is China willing to join the TPP?
No, not yet. You know, the aim of the TPP is to eliminate the type of protectionism that China relies on. The inherent perks that China's very important state-owned sector receive might run up against the rules of the TPP. But China's also been busy forging its own trade deals. You know, it's announced separate trade agreements with Australia, South Korea, and so I think it's unlikely the TPP will weaken China's influence very much. China might want to join the TPP for the same reason it joined the WTO in 2001, and that is to help fuel its own domestic economic reforms. You know, there have been a lot of obstacles within China, and adhering to new international rules of trade like this could forcibly remove these obstacles, helping jumpstart economic reforms that, you know, the current government in Beijing has found it difficult to put into play.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thanks, Noel.